And as you continue practicing, you might just have this orientation that awareness, being mindful, is really just an invitation to allow things to be as they are, to return home in our own direct experience. And just seeing if that sense of returning home offers a permission, and not to struggle or make something happen, but maybe starting from a place of ease, of rest. And that if you know, even just knowing that you're sitting here, allowing that recognition that the knowing is happening, just allowing that to be enough. We know that we're not lost, and there's some awareness that's beginning to be remembered, to be connected with. And it's natural that with almost anything that we try to do, there is that tendency to be grasping or seeking, expecting something or wanting something to change or happen. And so just exploring for yourself what brings a sense of ease, of rest, while also remembering to notice something, the ease of noticing that sounds are being known. We don't need to try to hear, just a natural activity that hearing happens when there are sounds, and attention at the hearing, at the ear door. And in the same way, we don't make the body happen with the body, with the face and a head, shoulders, a belly, hands, legs, and feet. And there's going to be the experience of the body. We don't make the experience happen. And so the quality of awareness then can be felt as a receptive, sense of allowing things to be just as they are. Again, remembering it will be natural to feel tensions and struggles. Those are just the natural energies, habits of mind. But that noticing, and noticing when there's pushing or resisting, that's all we need to do. Just a moment of noticing. And then letting go, relaxing. And again, you know, just exploring how to check in, check to see, you know, how the mind and body are doing. Is it helpful to maybe open the eyes at times if there's little bits of grogginess, sleepiness, that not to change really anything, but just to invite in a little bit of energy. Or maybe giving more permission for the mind. It's okay if there's spinning and swirling thoughts and memories, stories, just the nature of the mind. We recognize that that's what's happening. And then for now, while the momentum of awareness is still growing, getting established, usually helpful coming to something more tangible in the body or in another sense door, recognizing the sounds. particularly as we kind of get used to the longer sittings again, as we enter retreat, the body is adjusting. I find it really helpful to continue just to check and see, like, is the way that I'm practicing right now, is it sustainable, balanced? Maybe the body again needs to shift just to loosen some of the tensions that can creep in to the practice. So if we have this kind of light orientation that we want to live with awareness, we want to feel like the practice isn't a kind of constant struggle. How do I how am I going to be in this moment right now that allows that sense that this is sustainable? Sitting here like this, and maybe aches and pains and knots creep into the body, that's natural. So we watch them, learn about them. But when the reactions in the mind start to get too much, and that's a good time for the wisdom, compassion to make a choice, to shift the posture, maybe move the attention around. So just exploring that sense of ease, being natural in the present moment. In these last 5 minutes or so of this sitting, you're just exploring as if the bell has rung already. Just seeing if that invites in any softening or any recognizing that there's been extra pushing or trying. And it may also be the case that we don't know how to be aware without trying, pushing, resisting, but that's the learning process. And so we allow whatever is happening to happen, but then also recognizing when there is some sense of knowing. Knowing could be of the body breathing, or just knowing that you know where you are. That's that quality of knowing, and it often becomes clearest after a period of not knowing, when the mind has been entangled in stories. And so what does that feel like when a sense of awareness returns? May the goodness that arises from our practice be shared freely with all beings. Thank you for your practice, and just before I mention the movement, mindful movement that's coming up, some of you might have noticed that there's folks that are doing some standing once in a while, and we haven't mentioned that yet, but please, that's one of the four postures, so as you feel, some of you that haven't been on retreat before, that's also very invited, that if your body at any point not only needs it, but some people really find that sense of just standing can bring almost like an embodied sense of being balanced, because you're not going to be leaning forward or tilting back or left or right. There's that sense of kind of being balanced on both feet. So please make use of that posture anytime standing. And Susa mentioned that already. Great, thank you. I was wondering why so many people are standing. Okay, so do you want to just go ahead?
Maybe let folks know if you're planning to stay for Qigong. I'll wait until it sounds like most people.
Where is that?
Here.
Yeah.
We're going to do it right here. And I will, yep, I'll explain how we're going to do it when you get here.
Yes, take your time.
Take your time.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.